WrestleTalk.com.
This is Rob Van Dam. You are listening to WrestleTalk Radio. Oh.
Wild Talk Radio Network presents to you the evolution of online sports entertainment, WrestleTalk Radio.
Hey, this is former WWE superstar Shawn Michaels.
This is the Rated R Superstar, a.k.a. Adam Copeland, a.k.a. Edge.
Hey, this is Chris Jericho.
I'm in five halls of fame. I wear a kilt. I play the bagpipes. Who am I? I'm Roddy Piper, for heaven's sake!
Breaking down everything in the world of professional wrestling in the WWE.
It was right here in this room my father taught me. He said, keep your friends close and your enemies closer.
TNA.
What are you looking at, lady? Never seen a pair of boots before? Mind your business.
I think that's a man.
Oh, she needs a wax or something.
You're right.
Ooh.
And the indie scene.
Hey, everybody, this is X-Pac.
This is Hotshot Johnny Devine.
Hey, everybody, this is good old JR Jim Ross.
With your host, Tim Stein.
Your internet slow. Did you disable cookies?
Omega.
Mirror, mirror on the wall. Who is the fairest one of all?
Mace.
Why so serious?
And the producer, Sir Rocket.
Did you know I'm utterly insane?
Live on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
Have a nice day.
Yeah, baby.
A brand new era has arrived in WWE because, well, they've changed over their logo. Yes, that makes it a new era. Good evening, everybody. Welcome to WTR Sunday Night Live right here on the Wild Talk Radio Network. I am Sir Rockin. Omega's not doing this intro because he tapped out to Randy Orton chinlocks. But joining me this evening is the one and only Mace.
Ow, my head. I took 17 German suplexes.
16. It was 16.
I took one more. I'm better than Cena.
You're better than Cena. And the man laughing in the background, the one and only Tim Stein.
I hope everybody heard that.
I like how it said fantastic in the background as you did that. Anyway.
Fantastic in the background while I was cracking my can open?
Uh-huh.
Well, hang on a second. Oh, damn, it foamed up a little bit. I mean, I like a little head, but come on. Good evening, everybody. Welcome to another edition of WTR Sunday Night Wrestle Talk Radio right here on the Wild Talk Radio Network. This is the SummerSlam edition. We're going to let you know what happened if you were able to watch the pay-per-view and you're listening along and you're in the chat room. We'd like to get your thoughts and opinions. Feel free to follow along with us as we go through all the matches and talk about them, and stick in your 2 cents worth while
two cents. Don't you mean $9.99?
Well, I didn't want to do that because you got like overdosed on that on Monday, Mace.
Overdosed on Monday, and we got a second helping tonight.
Yeah,
it's been happening all bloody week.
It's going to be happening all for the rest of the bloody year.
Because the WWE Network is only $9.99 because there's a flag outside Titan Towers now that says $9.99.
Yeah, the one disappointment that I had tonight, Vince unveiled the new logo and everything, but they still use the Scratch logo on the...
Wait till tomorrow.
That's probably going to wind up.
Yeah, it's still got to get around to production.
There we go. Yeah. So, like I'm saying, if I sound a little bit funny, it's because I've been suffering from really bad head cold and sinusitis since, last Sunday. And I just can't get over this stupid thing. So if I start coughing and sneezing and hacking, I'll try to remember to mute my mic when that happens. But, Omega... not able to join us this evening. Apparently, he suffered one too many suplexes and got knocked out.
I thought it was the chin locks from Randy Orton because there are a lot of them. But we'll get there. We'll get there.
We'll eventually get there. I hope you were paying attention to the pay-per-view because I don't have any notes to go by, so I don't know what we're going to talk about.
I have very...
Lying,
I have
lying through his teeth. Don't interrupt me. How dare you?
I just going to say, I have very detailed notes. And you mentioned interact with us in the chat room. If you want, you can tweet us at Wild Talk Radio. We will leave read your live tweets on the air as well.
There you go. So, yeah, I'd like to say hello to Wildcat Woman, who's in the chat room tonight. Woo-hoo. Hey, Wildcat Woman. How you doing? She said hi to us, and we all ignored her.
Hi.
Except Mace. Mace said greetings, but that's kind of generic.
Isn't hey very generic? Isn't hi very generic?
Well, no, you see, Mace said greetings. Boom. And I said, hey, Wildcat Woman. Hi, Wildcat Woman. Right?
Yeah, but the greetings of hey and hi has become very common, whereas greetings is actually a rarer form.
Could have said yo.
I'm not Scott Hall.
Yeah, because you'd have to put a hey in front of that. Speaking of hey, nice sheet mask, Mace, on your Skype picture. Where'd you get that thing, I wonder?
Gee, it would have been at that WWE live event I went to last week.
Could have been, huh? Did you have fun at the live event, or was it as boring as SummerSlam tonight? Oh, did he say that? I'm kidding, kids. Why don't we start with the pre-show? Unfortunately, I didn't get a chance to catch the entire thing because, well, you know, even though I'm sick as a dog, I had to work because, you know, I've got passion and heart that way.
He's lying.
You got bills to pay.
Yeah, no, I was choking on that. So, yeah, no, I went through the motions all this week, and I can just, you know, I'm just waiting for the email from my boss tomorrow saying, oh, you're on notice. You're, and I'm like, fuck, you just fire me so I can get all that money that you owe me, and then I can just do my own thing. So, but the pre-show tonight had Rob Van Dam scoring off against Cesaro in the ring.
They had some good chemistry together. The one spot I liked in the match was RVD was going for the frog splash. Cesaro got back up, went for the superplex, got knocked off, came back with an uppercut. They did like that three times in a row. I thought that was timed nicely in the match.
Okay, like I say, I missed like 95% of this. I came back just to catch the finish. So take it from here, Rocky.
RVD had RVD was strong in this one. He had a nice split leg moonsault like he does usually. And basically the finish saw RVD counter neutralizer, ate a big boot for a two count, and then RVD goes for a kick, Cesaro ducked, and, well, ate a slap. And eventually RVD hit the frog splash for the win. Yes, RVD wins, and Cesaro, according to Tim, and the IWC, is getting buried.
Yeah, I was being a smart-ass, facetious little bugger because you know that somebody someplace all over the internet was posting crap. Yeah, I want my $9.99 back because it didn't happen the way I wanted it to. Get over it, you dumbasses. I'm sorry, I'm just...
That was pretty much the theme of tonight, SummerSlam. It didn't go the way a lot of us thought it was going to go.
Well, you know what? I was surprised, and very pleasantly so. I was entertained by this entire show tonight, Mace.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, very, very entertaining show. Except for the points where the power went out here twice.
Well, that would have sucked for you.
At the end of the Jericho Bray match is when it cut, so I missed the finish on that. And then again during the entrances for Cena and Lesnar.
Ah, well, the entrances, I never care about those. I go and do other things when
I just want to hear how badly Cena got booed tonight.
He got booed, but we'll get there. What do you think of the pre-show opener?
It was pretty much what you'd expect out of those guys. Like, a couple of high-caliber talents that can actually wrestle and do high-flying shit.
Yeah.
They did exactly what I was expecting, and I was happy to see it.
But were you expecting RVD to get the win?
No, because I went Cesaro on that one.
Clearly, yeah. Clearly, because only two people picked Rob Van Dam.
Yeah. I think that almost everybody who played Pick'em for this kind of basically got buggered up. And I swear that WWE listens to us and they listen to Pick'em that we did last week and decided, you know what, let's screw up WTR. Let's just do it. Let's mess up Wild Talk Radio and change the finishes just so they all get, like, buggered up because they're all picking what we wanted anyway. And then they did that. And so, yeah.
Look, regardless of the outcomes tonight, This show was entertaining either way.
Oh, it was good. I have to tell you, it was. You know, this is the summer version of WrestleMania. It's the half year show, And you expect it to be almost as big, but not quite as big as Mania. I'll tell you, Mace, there were parts of this that were better than what we got back in April.
I'll take your word for it, because I can't remember April.
I would disagree. I thought WrestleMania had some bigger moments, but this show was entertaining top to bottom, except for one match, but we'll get there.
No, Rock, you're missing the point. There were parts of WrestleMania led, and that's going to happen when you do a four-hour show, right? Naturally. But I'm saying that parts of SummerSlam outdid parts of WrestleMania. I'm not saying that the best parts of SummerSlam outdid the best parts of WrestleMania, because that didn't happen.
I understand, but I still disagree.
No, I don't care. You're entitled to your opinion, no matter how wrong you are.
And so are you. And so are you, Tim. And so are you.
So why don't we open up the pay-per-view with the Intercontinental title match? We got Dolph Ziggler versus, can we just start calling him Mr. Hollywood?
If you want, but you missed Hulk Hogan coming out there plugging the WWE Network.
Oh, you see, I didn't, because, was Hulk Hogan on the WWE Network?
Yeah, he came out at the start of the pay-per-view and plugged the network for a couple minutes.
Yeah, you see, I didn't see that part, so.
Yeah, he came out, plugged it, and went back home, I guess. He said, you know, superstars can etch their names in history books tonight and then promote the network more and more and more.
I see. Well, there you go. Okay, so that's happened. And then the match took place, right?
Then the match took place.
The match took place. Now, you know, personally, I like the fact that Ziggler, spoiler alert, that Ziggler beat Miz and is the new IC champion. I thought the match seemed a little bit short, Mace.
Yeah, it did sort of feel a bit short. I had a couple of friends over watching the pay-per-view with me, and even they said, you know, oh, that was pretty short. What the hell happened? I was like, oh, they wrestled. We had a match. Dolph won. Yay. Yeah.
And I don't know if they were just trying to keep a very fast pace, because this is not the only match of the night that just seemed not rushed, just, you know, quick. There's a difference between being rushed and being quick, and I'm sure 95% of you get it. Are you surprised that Ziggler took the title?
Yeah, because, you know, Miz just come off the great hit movie. What is it, Marine 72?
They just finished filming the Marine 4, which comes out this fall.
Yay. I don't know, just the way that they've been pushing Miz lately, I expect them to keep rolling with it.
Yeah.
And considering how much they have pretty much jobbed out Ziggler to just about everybody on the fucking roster.
Uh-huh.
Then, yeah, no.
Well, you know, I assumed that Miz was going to retain, because after all, let's face it, last week I do believe I picked him, just like everybody else did, except for, let's see, no, there were four people who picked Ziggler, but I'm not surprised that they gave Ziggler the title, just because of the whole story from the, stemming back to the Battle Royal.
I wanted to pick Ziggler, but I got talked out of it.
Who talked you out of it? Lindsay?
As we were doing pickup on Thursday, she talked me out of that one. That was one of the two she talked me out of.
Well, you know, there were a couple of picks that I picked because I was following logic a la Mace, figuring that he'd probably get these right. So there were a couple of times he picked before me that I'm thinking, you know, he might be right, so I'm just going to go along with it. So.
But this was a solid opener, especially the ending. They really turned it up a notch towards the end. I like it. I like how Miz is selling his face, not wanting to get hit. They're actually playing up the moneymaker gimmick, and it's working for him.
Well, yeah, it's working, but there's going to be a point where they're going to do it for too long, and they're going to people start to complain, get just like enough already. It's going to happen.
Oh, and they're probably already doing that, but.
Yeah. Well, in other news, the sun comes up tomorrow.
Exactly. But I can also see it. I can also see it as a point where we could bring back the, someone broke his moneymaker and he wears a mask or something at some point, which he could sell as a, you know, a thing, like Cody wore the mask.
And then next thing you know, he's doing all the head dives and the mask is, you know, for the weapon.
Exactly. Like,
we haven't seen that before.
Like D'Lo Brown and his chest protector for all those years. He, like, broken ribs for, like, 3 months, but he wore the chest protector for, like, a year.
Well, yeah, you know, or Cowboy Bob Orton with the broken arm that was that stayed broken for like what 10 years?
It's still not healed, Tim. It's still not healed.
Still not healed, except for when he does the dishes.
Except for when
he takes the cast off when he does the dishes.
Only then he's fine. And every other point of the day, no, it's still broken.
There you go. So awesome, possum. Yeah. Let's move on to the second match. And you know, because of the second match and how it ultimately turned out, I didn't have any problems at all with the first match being as short as it was. It was almost like the two matches combined was like your double opener. Agree or disagree, guys?
Since I just looked up the times for the match, they were basically on par. The Divas title got like another 45 seconds longer than the opener. So, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, so it was like, I don't know, 1A and 1B, in my opinion. I don't know. But I tell you, I am so glad, because we were bitching and complaining about it for the last pay-per-view, and we're all saying, well, you know, I mean, you know, Paige holding back, and she's got to do that, and the other thing, and she's looking a little sloppy, and we all decided that that's probably what they were going for, because they were supposed to be friends who were just, you know, having a match against each other, and she didn't want to hurt AJ. But, boy, tonight, finally got what I wanted, Mace.
I don't know. What did you want? Because I got exactly what I wanted. I didn't even expect it. No, so good.
I got Paige full out and actually demonstrating what she can do.
I got Paige crawling on top of AJ. I was happy as hell.
Yes, I know. That gif was kind of naughty, but it had nothing. I'm sorry. It had nothing on the one Omega showed us. I don't know if you looked or not.
Probably not.
Yeah, well, the one Omega showed us.
I had people here, so like double checking wasn't.
Yeah. Well, it was just a tiny bit more graphic. It was Mickey James taking off his status.
Yes, the crotch grab of doom.
The crotch grab and the gesture with the hands and the face and the tongue.
TV-14 error. PG error.
Yeah, I know. There's your major difference. But yeah, that was somewhat
suggestive.
Damn, you know, I just talking about it, I've got the image of what happened tonight in my brain now, and I just like taking a pause to enjoy it again.
Well, if you're watching the WWE Network, it'll be back on your screen in about 7 minutes.
If there's anybody out there who don't know what we're talking about, just think girl-on-girl action.
There you go. But
yeah, and that might explain it.
That would explain it. She slowly crawls on top of AJ, as I wrote in my notes.
Yeah. But right off the top, it's like, who's the crazier one? Well, it's still AJ. She bit Paige.
Paige went up for the handshake, and AJ's like, okay, fine. Bites the hand.
Clomp, yeah. Took a chunk out of the back of her hand. But I'll tell you, here's the bad joke of the match. It turned into a real hair puller.
No, SmackDown was the real hair puller. Did you see
well, the girls were losing extensions on this one tonight.
Did you see Eva Marie lose her extensions? And she just?
I did see that. Yeah. But that was just one. Tonight I saw it happen at least two times.
Yeah. I like this match. They turned it up 110% from last month, because we talked about it. They held back, and this was not the only match that was held back last month. And we'll get to that. But this one, really, really good. Really physical, too.
Yeah. It was a true departure, I think, from what we've seen from Paige, for the most part. And like I said, it was really a very good match. And it's like, if all of the divas in WWE were to wrestle like these two wrestled tonight, there would be a lot fewer bathroom breaks throughout the week.
Good point. Finish was good, too.
Yeah.
Paige escaped the Black Widow and planted her with the Rampage, the Spike DDT. Just brilliant.
Now, I did not expect the Spike DDT. I did expect the Paige Turner. But in any event, We all picked
it. It wasn't even a spike. It was a fucking fisherman's DDT.
Yeah.
That's exactly what it was. And I actually tried to attempt that a few times when I was wrestling. And, you know, you got to find somebody you can fold up a lot. Because that's an easy one to really drop somebody on the wrong part of their head or their neck and seriously do some damage.
Yeah.
So, so thank God AJ is like pretzel.
She took it like a true bro, so which goes back to that gift. Never mind. There are two people who picked Paige to win, and Rock, one of them was Subway.
I know, and I just did some of the I did some of the math. Yeah, Subway. Anyway, we'll get to that later.
God. Yeah, I'm going back and forth to the pick'em page, so just to double check every now and then. You know. But I love the match. I was sitting there thinking, Christ, why can't all Divas matches be like this one was?
Because some of the people don't want to get physical. These girls wanted to get physical, and they knew they had to impress, especially Paige, because there have been a lot of people who have been very down on her lately, and since she turned heel, she stepped up her game, and this was the match, again, that really shined. It was a breakout moment for her tonight.
A breakout moment, you say?
I say a breakout moment. She's now supplanted as the top diva on the roster right now.
Mm-hmm.
With this moment.
So, again, however, with the title change, this comes as one of those things, sort of like the Intercontinental title match, doesn't it? Where, you know, AJ just came back, and she just won the title last month.
Yeah. It goes to show that they're willing to change the titles occasionally now, because we went through an era where no title changed hands ever.
Speaking about title changes, excuse me, we had a grand total of, what, 3 title matches tonight?
Yes.
When was the last time all 3 of these titles, the Intercontinental title, the women's title, and the WWE World Heavyweight title, all changed hands on the same pay-per-view?
Never.
This is another first.
Because WWE stats put that stat out, that the US title, Intercontinental Championship, and WWE World Heavyweight Championship never changed hands on the same pay-per-view.
Gee, it just seems like an obvious little hint after the fact now, doesn't it?
Yeah, yeah.
Everybody's going to say, see, I knew they were going to do that as soon as they tweeted it out or put it on their pay or whatever. Yeah, sure, then why didn't you say so immediately and not wait until the end of the pay-per-view?
Right, this stat was put out like last Monday, I think, so.
Yeah, yeah, no, it was quite enjoyable, and I look forward to, I don't think that this is the end of the program between these two. What do you guys think?
Night of Champions, round 3.
Yeah.
Yeah, keep going.
Yeah, and I hope they keep going because those two girls, they've got me drawn right into what they're doing with each other. So,
I bet you are, Tim. I bet you are.
Yeah, I knew as soon as I said that, one of you was going to pick up on that and say something. God damn it. Well, that's okay. Don't worry about it. It's all good. It's all good. But Paige wins, and she is the 2-time Divas Champion. Next, Rock, it was the flag match.
The flag match with ever-changing rules. Because at one point it was capture the flag. Because it was on WWE, it was listed on WWE.com as capture the flag.
Well, which is like paintball.
Which is a normal flag match because you put the 2 flags up, one person gets it, hey, win. That was not the rules tonight.
Yeah, what was the rules? Beat the hell out of each other, and one of you wins, and then we'll drop your flag from the roof or from the ceiling.
Yeah, the winner gets their flag hung above the staple in the arena, and your anthem gets played.
Yeah, well, you know, Rusev tried the cheap shot before the bell even rang, and Jack Swagger countered by throwing the ankle lock on him, and you'd figured that would play into it, and it did a little bit.
I was impressed with Rusev, the selling of the ankle throughout this match. He told a great story with that.
Mm-hmm.
We should mention Swagger had the color guard with him.
Oh, yes, yes, yes. Talk about that for a bit.
The Swagger brought down the color guard with them. They had a flag, people with guns. Yes, they had guns. And Lana said, no happy ending for USI.
Oh, she wound up being right, didn't she? Because Rusev actually won, and he won with, what is that thing? The accolade. But here's the thing. Jack Swagger didn't tap out Mace.
No, in a very, very rare thing, Swagger passed out in a submission hold, and the ref was forced to call it, which is something you don't see in a lot of matches in many years.
Well, the last time I can remember seeing that happen was when Stone Cold passed out and never submitted to Bret Hart.
It's happened.
Taz used to choke a lot of people out.
No, I'm
back
just saying
when he was wrestling.
That's the last time I paid attention to it. The only one that sticks out in my brain.
Because it involved Bret Hart anyway.
No, stop it!
I knew
it was such a huge deal that Stone Cold never submitted. That's why it stuck in my head.
Yes, I know. And he was bloody as a, anyway. This was at this point, this was the weakest match on the show to me. Before we got to, like, the second-to-last match. We'll get there. They had a fine match. Again, Rusev sold the ankle very well. It even played a part when he tried locking in the accolade at one point. He had to modify it.
Mm-hmm.
Which was nice. He's showing potential, which is good.
Potential,
yes.
Potential. So, weakest match. And even though it was, you know, well, at least to this point, which is like match number three. it was still not a bad match. It delivered a little bit better than I expected it to. I expected it to deliver a little bit, and it delivered a little more than a bit.
Oh, it delivered. They told a great story in the match. But Al, we had a lot of hot matches. This one just sort of was a step below. It's the best way to put it.
Well, Mace can back me up on this one. When you put on a wrestling show, you take the crowd on a roller coaster. You can't just keep trying to top the previous matches. You got to give them room to breathe, time to, you know, cool out a little bit before you take them back up again, especially with the next match, the one that we were all looking forward to tonight.
Yeah. Oh, we before we get to that,
yeah,
we should talk about what happened after the match. Rusev won, Swagger passed out. Lana was trash talking Zeb, and then Rusev kicked Zeb in the head. He's a grandfathered. He got kicked in the head. How dare you?
Was it Mace that pointed out that he's a grandfather?
No, it was JBL on commentary.
Yeah, it was JBL on commentary. He's a grandfather. He's a war veteran. How dare you?
Yeah. One thing I noticed
they
about...
They killed Uncle Dutchie.
Yeah, there's one thing I noticed about American programming. On American TV, you can have somebody say Jesus. You can have somebody say Christ. But you can't have them say Jesus Christ. I bet you nobody else picked up on that because nobody pays attention to dumb shit like me.
Isn't it that like the word you can't say in Canada?
Oh, yeah, but you can still say the word in Canada. It's just like, you know, more of... It just seems to be more offensive to more people up here.
Because you guys are supposedly the most nicest people in the world.
Yeah, until you meet us.
Trust me, yeah.
Well, you know, you stop and you think about it. Canadians have that reputation for being really polite, and we're really nice, and we just love to have a good time and take it easy, and we'll apologize if you step on our feet. But if you stop and you think about it, the way that we are when winter rolls around, why send troops over to fight the enemy with weapons and stuff like that? Just send a bunch of Canadians over, give them hockey sticks, and tell them the Taliban has the puck. Or it'd be over in, an hour.
If you had hockey reference on your card, mark that spot on it. Right there. Because worked in a hockey reference for no reason whatsoever. So, this.
Just because, you know, it's just, yeah, I'm Canadian. I mean, dude, there's hockey references in this on radio every single day. I mean, just this afternoon. And this afternoon in hockey, nothing happened yet. Stay tuned, you know.
We are how many days away from training camp?
Oh, my God. Training camp is just like a month away. It starts in the middle of September.
Go, NHL, go!
Yeah, .com.
We're on Twitter.
At Go NHL Go.
There you go.
Yeah, Hockey Fan Central.
There you go.
Yeah, there's a... that was an incidental plug-in. Mace is probably saying, can we stop talking that stupid Canadian game already? Yeah.
What? I don't know if I can
exactly.
Do anything
welcome
right
up now.
Now.
Yeah, you can wake up now because we stopped talking about hockey.
Fine. Going back to sleep.
No, I said we're going to stop talking about hockey and we're going to talk about Dean Ambrose taking on Seth Rollins in that Lumberjack match.
This match.
Whew. Wow.
Yeah.
I mean, like the opening, it was all Dean. All Seth, right to the point where he had him outside the ring, what, twice?
Yeah. Like, he tried, Rollins tried to roll out, he got pushed back in, then got tossed out. Yeah.
The most ineffectual lumberjacks ever.
Yeah, no kidding. It's just like, why did you pick a lumberjack match? I mean, sure, okay, it was a fun match, but I don't know that a lumberjack should have been the pay-per-view match. That could have been a Raw. You know, if they were to decide to redo this one on Raw, they could have made this one a lumberjack match.
Though, for a lumberjack match, this was a pretty awesome lumberjack match.
Well, it was fun. It was definitely a good time. I tell you, there was a really really nice spot, thanks to Dean Ambrose, with the overhead suplex out of the ring and onto all the lumberjacks.
That was a nice spot.
Yeah,
as much as we've been giving him crap for the last few weeks, you know, props to Sandow for dressing the right way for tonight's match.
Right?
Yeah. Weren't you the one who asked what he was wearing tonight?
Yeah, because I had to double check, because I'm looking at him like, what the fuck is he wearing? And then it just sort of clicked. It's like, oh, he's a Canadian lumberjack. Ah, I get it now. Funny.
He's actually dressed as a lumberjack. Finally fit. So, I tell you, poor Kofi Kingston, he got kind of beat up tonight out there as a lumberjack.
Apparently Dean thought he was fighting Kofi at one point.
Just he threw him over the barricade, and then he threw him back over the barricade. And,
it's like, yeah, oh.
He dumped Bo Dallas over the barricade as well.
That too. Yeah, this was... Yeah. They fought through the crowd. Like, lumberjack match, keep them in the ring. No, they got into the crowd. Like, big time, they got in the crowd.
Right up the stairs to the, you know, that level... Where you get to the top of the entry ramps, you know.
Yeah. And it's like, oh my god, he's going to go over. He's going to get over. Then Corporate Kane came out and was like, go get them now.
Go get them! Yeah, but I was positive they were going to go for some really sick spot. At one point in time, I was absolutely, because it's Seth and Dean. And these guys, let's, you know, they're both exceedingly talented. And
nuts.
Dean is nuts enough.
So is Seth.
Seth is acrobatic enough. I would not have been surprised if one of them put the other over that railing into the tunnel.
Give it time.
That would have hurt. That was a... What's that?
I was just expecting, like, with the lumberjacks on their way, it was like, oh, instead of going up there to separate him, it's like, oh shit, he's going to throw a quick everybody create a cushion or something underneath so they can do the spot.
Yeah, well, it's what? It's a 10-foot drop, so if they had gotten underneath in time, it would have been a perfect spot.
You had Rowan and Harper out there. They could have caught him. They're two big guys. Land on us.
Just put those two down and you're good. Yeah.
You really are good. Hey, yeah, here's two big guys. Bam, right there.
They wound up picking up Dean and, like, carrying him?
No, they carried...
Back to the ring?
They carried Seth down to the ring. from the from ringside. From he, they brought Dean one way, and they, Rollins was trying to escape, so they carried him.
Yeah, Rollins is like, forget this, and he's doing the double hand wave towards the ring, like, forget it, I'm not going to wrestle anymore, I'm going to go home. He's walking away, and then they, you know, all come up, and they carry him back to the ring, too, yeah. But that's when another nice spot happened.
Dean went, hey, incoming.
Look out, guys, takes out all the lumberjacks.
They all took a spill.
So that was there were a couple, you know, a couple of really good spots in this match, and it didn't quite hit the height that I expected it to, because naturally, Kane winds up setting off a little mini jumberlack, you know, lumberjack ride in the ring.
Yeah, Ambrose hit the Dirty Deeds, goes for the pin, and then Kane came in. Actually, he hit the curb stomp, I should say, for that pin.
Yeah.
The curb stomp.
Ambrose did the actual curb stomp themselves.
Yeah, Kane broke it up, and then all hell broke loose. Goldust got in Kane's face. He got knocked down, and everyone went, let's go, brawl! And they did.
Boom!
It was a wild brawl, too.
Yep, that escalated quickly.
At the end, Rowan and Harper got dumped out by Ambrose. And that allowed Rollins hit Ambrose with the case. One, two, three. Type.
Sorry, I just had to send a message. So, but it was a fun match. I did expect a little more, but I think they're building up to a big showcase match coming up. Probably not Night of Champions, but what's after that one?
Survivor Series, I think.
Hell in a Cell.
It's not Hell in a Cell after.
Night of Champions in September, Hell in a Cell is October.
October, okay, yeah. So maybe they'll have a real knockdown drag out by Hell in a Cell.
If Dean's back in time, he's supposed to go film a movie.
That's why I was saying, you know, like not next month. So he's in WWE Productions movie. What is that thing called again?
Lockdown.
That's it. He's going to be like a prisoner?
He's a cop.
Oh, he's going to... Wait a minute, Dean Ambrose playing a cop?
I know, shock, right?
What the? Ugh.
It's not like he didn't have the gear or anything for it. Anyway.
There you go. So, yeah, really, really entertaining. Naturally, I hated the finish because I don't want Rollins to win, but, you know, okay, you know, you figure it's going to happen. He gets smashed in the face with the briefcase.
Yeah, it makes sense. Dean should lose. Seth should go over. Makes sense.
So, yeah, but that's pretty much the first half of it that we're just blowing through here. It's only taking us 41 minutes. We're going to have a short show tonight, kids, because normally we've got Omega here just talking our ears off, and the guy never shuts up. So
I know, right?
We're not used to this.
I know, right? He just talks, plugs his YouTube channel at TJ Omega, yada, yada, yada. He just talks.
Yeah, I know, right? It's awesome. But anyway... we're going to take our first and probably the only time out of the evening. Yeah, because it's going to, like I said, we're going to do a short show tonight. You'll listen to WTR, the SummerSlam Review Show, right here on the Wall Talk Radio Network. Don't go anywhere. We'll be back after this important time out.
Every Monday night, get caught up with everything that happens on Monday Night Raw with the Raw Post Show.
It's boots to asses time.
From the big returns.
You gotta be kidding me! I see a ghost and Jarvis! Jason the Snake Roberts! What on earth? I've got chills out of here!
to the shocking moment.
Case you haven't figured it out yet, what I do better than anybody is adapt. Last night was plan A. Tonight, plan B. There's always a plan B.
Oh my God! Are you kidding me? Rollins just pinned Dustin Ambrose after he took out Reigns!
And the moments that leave you speechless.
He's got the whole world in his hands. He's got the whole wide world in his hands. He's got the whole wide world in his hands. He's got the whole world in his hands.
It's the Raw Post Show, Monday nights, live on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
The following interpretation is brought to you by Taste and Good Form. Oh, you were not aware of this? Your posterior better contact someone at once!
Ladies and gentlemen, young people of all gender and ages, Taste and Decency proudly presents to you
the home of the award-winning RackRadioShow.com. Here you'll be able to find information about the show, how to buy our one-of-a-kind merchandise, and, of course, all the great interviews we have done, including interviews with the likes of Trish Stratus, Christopher Daniels, and, of course, WWE superstar The Miz. Once again, that's RackRadioShow.com.
And if you're not down with that, we have two words for you. You're welcome!
Can't catch a WTR program live? Well, we've got three easy ways for you to listen whenever you want. First, listen to the Wild Talk Radio Network on iTunes. Just head over to iTunes and search for Wild Talk Radio Network and subscribe to our feed. Secondly, download the Stitcher Radio app and search for Wild Talk Radio Network. And finally, just visit the archive section right here at wildtalkradio.com, and you can download every single episode of all your favorite programs. Best of all, it's free. Keep up to date and spread the word to your friends on how you can be part of the Wild Talk Radio Network listening experience.
Calling all pro wrestling fans, don't forget to check out PWMania.com. Again, the web address is PWMania.com. It's the best place on the internet today to get your late-breaking pro wrestling news and spoilers. We also have exclusive interviews, exclusive live results coverage of pay-per-views, rare photos, videos, divas, knockouts, and more. Exclusive writers, pro wrestler columns as well, where you can get a real insider's view of the world of professional wrestling. Bookmark it today, right now. It is PWMania.com.
You never know what will happen when you tune in to CB Radio.
The first award was crowd participation. Your choices were Fandangling, yes, Let's Go Cena, Cena Sucks, and What's Up? Sub, what'd you pick?
I think I picked Cena Sucks.
No, you didn't.
What was it? You're great.
Great. I love these picks.
Sub, you picked Yes, Yes, Yes.
Oh, yeah, Daniel O'Brien, of course.
Yeah!
why didn't I hear that? You didn't say that.
Yes, I did.
Said it. Yes, yes, yes.
And that was the one that won. Got that right.
Of course. Holy shit.
But because you changed your pick...
No, I didn't hear the option of Daniel Bryan yet, just yet. The guy's magical. He's a magical little guy.
The LOL moment of the year. Your choices were the Great Khali and Jinder Mahal try to snake charm Santino's Cobra.
You know, when you say it like that, that sounds so wrong.
I know. So
I'm going to say I went with the first one where they try to change King the Cobra.
No, no, you didn't.
What did he say?
He said he took the snake charmer. No.
Ah!
No.
Well, see, that's what I figured I would go with.
That's what Rob picked. You picked Titus O'Neil throwing up. You were wrong. It was the Rock concert.
Jesus, I was way off there.
Insult of the year, sub.
Fuck, I have no idea what I went with. I'm going to go with the Big Show and Stephanie.
Congratulations, you picked the winning one. Today.
Yeah.
Today.
Can I trade in the ones when I, like, get a little bop them? Can I trade two of them in for a win?
Diva of the year.
I'll go with the Funkadactyl chick. No, because I know it was AJ Lee. Do I want to win now?
Hold on.
Or do I stick to my gun?
So which one are you picking?
Funkadactyl.
Alright, so, you picked AJ last week. You picked the Funkadactyls this week. Ace and Crispy picked AJ. That's all wrong. Rob picked the Bella Twins, and the Bella Twins won the award.
Suck it, bitches.
When you calculate everyone's pick, CB Radio and WTR pick. Subway, you were 500. You were 4-4. You did the best out of everybody.
Oh, my
Dude.
God.
Wow.
Oh, my God. Wait.
Down.
I think my mind, I think my head just exploded. I'm done. I'm
seeing something disconnected from my brain. I ain't taking calls. I came to kick ass tonight.
Tune in to CB Radio, Saturdays, midnight Eastern Time, on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
Out and about when your favorite WTR program is on the air. Don't worry, we've got you covered. You can listen to WTR on the go with TuneIn Radio. Just download the TuneIn Radio app for your Android or iPhone, iPad or tablet, and search for Wild Talk Radio Network. Best of all, it's free. What are you waiting for? Download the TuneIn Radio app today. Tune in to WTR wherever you are.
Hey, this is former WWE superstar Shawn Michaels.
Hey, I just can't stand.
And you are listening to Wild Talk Radio.
That really move him. I said chill.
And welcome back to WTR, Sunday Night Wrestle Talk Radio, right here on the Wild Talk Radio Network. Of course, you can now listen to all WTR programming live or archived while you're on the go. Not home? Not a problem. Everybody's got a smartphone nowadays, Rock.
Yeah, just get Stitcher for the archives and TuneIn Radio to listen live wherever you are.
You know what's really, cool about TuneIn?
What's that, Tim?
Well, I can listen to the Comedy Channel when we're not broadcasting live when I'm not home, because it's got my local radio stations listed right there.
It is. It's kind of a cool app. Check out TuneIn Radio. It's free. Get it. Just search for Wild Talk Radio Network, and you can listen to this show, the Raw Post Show, CB Radio, or even The Rack when we are live all week long.
It doesn't cost anything and never will.
Yeah, the only thing you can't listen to live is Bashing the Books goes to the movies, because those are always pre-recorded.
Which is why
it's always on Stitcher, which is another free app.
Yeah, Mace. There you go. You get on Stitcher. So there you go. It works out both ways.
And then, of course, you guys like do movie reviews once in a blue moon, don't you?
Yeah, the last couple of times it's been Omega and myself doing movie reviews.
Yeah, I gotta start watching the movies, going to the movies that you go to. When you go to them, I should go to them too, and then we can all do them.
Maybe.
Yeah, anyway, both apps are absolutely free, but if you want to send us $9.99, we won't say no.
Hit the donate button.
Bam! Bam! Hit the donate and help us pay for the site and keep it up and running. That being said, let's get back to SummerSlam. Yeah, coming out of the break, we heard Bray Wyatt's entrance music, and there's a reason for that. It was Bray Wyatt up next taking on Y2J, Chris Jericho, wearing the brand new Tron jacket.
Yeah. It's more like his health bars, but okay. I will say this. After being at the live event last week, and Tim Curden attest to it being a live event recently himself,
yep.
It is one thing to sit there and, you know, you see all the fancy camera angles and everything when Bray Wyatt comes out and they show all the people with their cell phones. It is something completely different to be sitting in the middle of it and just looking around and seeing it happen in front of you.
You're like, geez, look at this.
You're just like, what the hell?
Did you try to get your section waving in unison like I did?
No, I was too busy recording it.
Oh. Because that was kind of fun.
That was one of the three videos that I captured from that evening. It was Bray Wyatt's entrance and just focusing on all the lights around me.
You know, with my phone having died, you know, I went old school. We're talking 1970s. I grabbed my lighter and cranked it up. People are looking at me. It's like, what the hell are you doing, Grandpa? This isn't the Who concerts.
Not going to say a word.
Yeah, shut
it's
up.
Not the Grateful Dead.
There you go. But overall, back to the match, kids. definitely not the house show match that I got. I don't know about you, Mace.
Bits of the house show match, but not the ending, though.
Yeah. I'm telling you, it's still freaky when Bray does the spider crawl thing.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Jericho did not invent that.
No, that's the one thing he has not invented.
Yeah, but I tell you, he may have invented the reaction.
A scared face? Yeah.
Sitting on his ass just, you know, like, whoa, dude. Whoa.
This was the one match, one of the two matches last month that I thought, okay, they're holding back. They didn't bring their A game last month, and this month, I should say, whew, they did.
It was really, really good. A couple of really nice false finishes. Nothing nail-biting or anything like that. It's just you get really solid two counts, and Ruff's going to start bringing his hand down for the three before the kick-out, but... there was once or twice you thought the match might have been over, but it kept going. So.
Bray focused a lot on Jericho's head. The spots where he was ramming it into the post. Ooh.
Yeah. Well, did you hear at one point in time, you guys, Bray yelling at Chris in the middle of the ring?
Uh-huh.
You can't kill me because I'm already dead, or I'll never die because I'm already dead, or whatever.
Something. Yeah, it was. You can't kill me, I'm already dead, yeah. He said that. It's good. Good stuff. I thought this was a... really good match. I thought they delivered. And you can see they pulled different elements from past Bray Wyatt matches and put it into this one, which was really good. You could see he decided to step up his game. It showed in this one.
You can't kill me, Chris. I'm already dead.
Jericho was taunting Bray for a while. He kept saying, come on, Wyatt. Come on. Get up. And, you know,
yeah.
It's good stuff.
The one thing I wanted to bring up that I thought was a really, really good look for Bray Wyatt coming out with the Texas Chainsaw Massacre leather vest or
apron.
Apron.
You'll piss off people if you don't call it the right thing. It's the leather apron.
Yeah, the leather apron, not vest.
So it's an apron. He wears that all the time on the house shows and stuff.
So,
but he finally, after a year, he finally brought it to television. It was a nice change, and it was basically, I'm out to kill somebody at night.
Well, you know, talking about WWE doing movies and doing films and stuff like that, I want them to put Bray and Harper and Rowan as well, I guess, in some kind of a horror movie that would rival The Devil's Rejects.
Are you Tim Stein or Vince Russo? Because he put that idea out there.
Vince Russo put that idea out there?
Uh-huh.
Oh my god, now I think I better change my mind.
Quick, Tim, go take a shower to get all that creative stink off you.
Ugh, yeah, I feel dirty. Ew.
Again, the Sister Abigail on the outside was very nice into the barricade.
Mm-hmm.
Tonight was the night of putting people through the barricade. Fucking, Paige doing it to AJ earlier in the night. Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Surprised AJ's jaw didn't, like, end up in a forehead or something.
Yeah.
And then we had Jericho going face first into the barricade thanks to the Sister Abigail.
Then we had one more Sister Abigail for the win.
Yeah, my power went out at this point.
Bray hit it. Sister Abigail, 1, 2, 3. after the match, he said he did. Chris Jericho found out what it means to follow the buzzards, and then he began to sing, "He's got the whole world in his hands."
And after that finished, that's when my feed returned.
I don't care what anybody says, Bray Wyatt can't sing.
He might not be able to carry a full tune, but when he sings, people pay attention.
They sing with him.
That's all that matters.
Yeah, so. And now a match that a lot of people are looking forward to and a lot of people never wanted to see. Brie Bella taking on Stephanie McMahon.
So, Stephanie just came straight from the bedroom.
Well, I think that maybe Triple H was hoarding a couple of China's old outfits and Steph came across it.
No, I think this is something that she's had sitting in the closet that she uses with Triple H every now and again.
Okay. It's just reminiscent of China, that's all.
You're the only one who thought China. I'm just...
No, I'm not. Actually. Well, maybe only one of us, but... checking out some chat rooms while the pay-per-view is going on, or several people were mentioning it.
Okay, then people have a China fetish, I guess. I don't know.
I don't know, but the match was good. It was pretty much what I expected it to be, so I wasn't disappointed.
I was thoroughly enjoyed this one. This was really good stuff between the two. You could tell spent a lot of time working on it. They did a good job. They did a good job with this match. Told a good story. It's like it really didn't get dull, which you kind of feared at one point it might have. But they told a good story. Yeah. Steph was dominant for a while throughout the match early on, and when Brie started making her comebacks, the fans really got into it. It was good stuff.
Yeah, well, you know, the fans were actually at the arena anyway, at Staples Center in Los Angeles. The fans were into both of these women here. there was a "You Still Got It" chant for Steph when she was kicking some ass and taking names, and she looked good, you know, after not being actually in a televised match for 10 years.
I was impressed with the flipping neckbreaker she pulled off.
Yeah, and that was near perfect too.
It was, and that's what led to the "You Still Got It" chant.
Yep,
good stuff. It was for say what you want about Steph, she was never the greatest in the ring, but they've been saying she's in the best shape of her life, and she showed it tonight.
Well, I suppose that's what you get when you work out with Triple H in the backyard with your home ring.
Your home ring. You have a personal trainer now. You know.
Yeah. But it was I don't want to say surprising, but it was an enjoyable match to watch. Of course, naturally, we had to have Triple H come out at some point.
Can we before we get there? We talk about Steph learning from Hunter.
Mm-hmm.
Brie learned some kicks from somebody.
yes.
Brie learned how to kick from Daniel Bryan. That's for sure.
Yeah, because there were definitely a couple of DB kicks.
She
midsection.
She laid her in the corner and got her a few times, and then the fans got behind it. The second she did it once, the fans were into it a little bit. Second time they actually got into it and did the yes along with it, which was cool. Very cool spot.
Well, you know, the only thing that I'm really disappointed about with this match was the obvious outcome. I mean, we all predicted it. We all expected it to happen. I actually, and I was not 100% serious about it when I brought it up last weekend, but I actually said Brie Bella's going to turn heel because Nikki's going to screw up a potential victory for her. But, everybody knew Nikki was going to turn heel.
You knew at some point, whether it was tonight or at some point, the heel turn was coming.
I would have preferred it not happen tonight because, the match was good enough that having those two come out was... That was the disappointment to me.
It made sense.
The disappointment to me about the way they executed it was Nikki was out there too long.
Mm-hmm.
And you saw the way she was keeping her distance, not only from Triple H, but also Brie.
Yeah.
And you could tell that it was one of those, I'm trying to stay out of sight. I'm trying to stay away. I'm trying to pick my spot. It was just very obvious what was coming.
They sent her out a little too early. They could have waited.
She should have come running out later in the match. After Triple H went and grabbed the referee and pulled the referee out of the ring.
Put him out of the ring. Yeah, that would have been a better time for her to start coming down. To have her come out literally like 10, 15 steps behind Triple H just really wasn't the way to do it.
Yeah, that was a bit of a detraction, definitely. But, so, you know, Steph wins because, as you're saying, Nikki decided to pick her spot. She went around to the announcer's table side of the ring, climbed in, and, of course, the crowd is all, ooh, Stephanie's in trouble. She's trapped between the Bella twins. And Nikki grabs Steph by the wrist and pulls her out of the way and then just clocks Brie.
And she clocked her sister.
She really clocked her sister.
It's like, here, boom.
My question, because, Rock, you watched that show, does this have any kind of a tie-in with what's going on with their reality thing?
Total Divas? Not overly. They had some fighting during the wedding build-up, but that's about it. It may become a big storyline in the upcoming season of Total Divas that start on September 7th.
Well, you might expect it to be a bit of a storyline.
It may be the climax at the end of that season. Just
yeah. Maybe. There you go. So I know that Stephanie might wind up taking a bit of a breather now, and then we've got a program between Nikki and Brie. But are we going to see a rematch between Steph and Brie?
I don't think we'll see that match again.
But,
no, I don't think, because I think it's the one and done. She proved herself. She doesn't need to get back in the ring with Brie Bella. It's now about Nikki and Brie at this point. Will Steph be involved a lot? Probably.
Okay.
But as far as her being in the ring, I don't think so.
Let me make a proposal to you here. There's going to be a program between Brie and Nikki, and it's going to, you know, lead up to at least one pay-per-view match, maybe two. But after Daniel Bryan is declared all healthy and fit for action again, what are the odds that we might get an intergender tag match, Triple H and Steph versus Brie and Daniel Bryan?
I'll one-up you. You know, this will be the perfect time for John Cena to turn heel. So you have a heel Cena and a heel Nikki against a babyface Bryan and Brie. There you go.
Yeah, and pigs will fly.
Yeah, that won't happen. I think my scenario is more likely.
It probably is more likely, but I wanted to throw that one out there anyhow.
Yeah, I know. You just like being a dick that way, because to you, it's funny.
No, because that one actually makes sense. You can actually then work into a program.
But you would have to put the program together first off and make it known to the general public that John Cena is doing Nikki. I mean, dating Nikki. I mean, well,
like
yeah,
they don't already know through Total Divas anyway.
Those who watch Total Divas.
Just go to her Twitter account. Jeez.
Okay, there are more people who watch Total Divas than there are people who watch TNA Impact, so...
How's that?
Actually, it's the same audience, actually. Same amount.
It's not the same audience.
Same amount.
It's the same numbers.
By the way, Impact moves to Wednesdays starting this week. Tune in.
Who cares?
By the way, on the that link that you sent, it's got the wrong date.
And it's not phrased right either, but...
Yeah, no. Is died by accident. Obviously put together by somebody whose English is...
Not their first
language.
No, clearly, but it made me laugh. Anyway.
All right, yeah. So, I don't know. If it winds up being an intergender title, tag match, rather, down the road, I don't think I'd have too much of a problem with that.
No.
In fact, I'd almost want to see that match now.
It would make sense to do. It could be a Mania program at this point with Daniel Bryan's health, because he's not having surgery yet. He's going for more tests this week, just so everyone's updated. He's going for more tests. And if he has surgery, he'll be out another 3 months, at least.
So, wonderful.
Yeah, he's still not getting all his strength back in his arm, which is never a good sign.
Well, it's got to be very, very disconcerting.
It's got to be. It's very frustrating because he was on such a roll, and then the years of being wrestling caught up to him.
Yeah. So, anyway, next match on the card, Randy Orton taking on Roman Reigns. And this was definitely the other match on tonight's bill that people were champing at the bit to watch.
Really?
You don't think so?
No.
No?
No.
I don't know. I've heard a few people saying that they were looking forward to this match. Me, I was like, yeah, well, you know, whatever.
Now, like I said earlier, the leading up to this match, the Swagger and Rusev match was the weakest of them all. Then I watched this one.
You figured this one was weak?
This one was boring.
How do you figure it was boring?
Randy Orton chin lock over and over and over and over again.
Don't you understand ring psychology and old school storytelling?
I do. The match, that it was laid out fine. I was bored by it.
It's a like I like Star Trek II The Wrath of Khan, and my son finds it boring. Yes.
It's a Randy Orton chinlock fest for 10 minutes. That gets old and boring really, really fast. The ending picked up really well, but chinlock, 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 it did not help Roman Reigns.
Mm-hmm. Well, true. I found it to be a somewhat entertaining match. It was slower paced, yeah. But it's the match before the main event, and again, that goes back to booking psychology and the roller coaster that you want to take people on. Maybe it's too bad that they chose this match to be the cool down before the main event.
It didn't do Roman Reigns any favors. That's all the time.
It didn't hurt him or anything. It just they've been trying to sell that the Viper is back. And when Randy Orton isn't, a kiss-ass, when he's the Viper, he's, 100 times more dangerous, And what we got from Randy tonight, was him just showing his intelligence in the ring.
I would agree with that. And the ending picked up, the last few minutes of the match were good. Just the opening 7 minutes was just torture, because you're just waiting to see Brock Lesnar kill John Cena at that point too. So
maybe that's part of your problem, is that you just like, and I think Lindsay was, can we just skip this and go to Brock and Cena?
Well, me and her were talking at the same point at that too, so yeah, so we were both going like, can we see Brock kill Cena now?
Cause there you go. That's well, what did Mace think about this, because he hasn't told us yet.
Fuck, I forgot what we're up to.
Randy Orton chinlocks and Roman Reigns.
Yeah, Randy Orton did chinlocks. Roman Reigns did chinlocks. Roman Reigns did his usual four moves there. Nice counter from the first spear though by Randy, that snap power slam. Oh my god.
That was nice.
Executed.
That was nice.
Some nice counters from both men. I can't remember how this one ended.
He went for the punt. Reigns moved. Spear.
And the 1-2. Yeah.
Okay. Good for him.
Yeah.
Yay.
And so, yeah, Roman Reigns, after taking a couple of RKOs and barely being able to kick out, wins with one spear.
Well, the Superman punch did play a part.
Well, yeah, but that was
early.
That was a little earlier, and Randy recovered from that.
Yeah, because he had the Superman punch, goes for a spear, that's where the power slam came in. We had the DDT, and then the RKO in for a two count, and then we got the punt, and then the spear. That was the finish. Finish was good. I could do without Randy Orton chinlocks.
There you go. Okay. Yeah.
It's hard. When everything else has been so exciting for a long stretch in the show, it just again, it is the roller coaster. It did bring you down, but it was like, I think it took us down a little too much. That's mm-hmm. that's just my thought. On a really good show, that if you consider this the weakest match on the show, in my opinion, it's not a really... On a normal night, this was a solid match.
It was good. It, if they had put this match third last instead of second last, or if this match had been the main event, I'm sure we would have gotten a totally different... totally different match.
Yeah, probably. But with the way the card shaped up, there was no other really spot you could put it.
Yeah, well, this is basically true. So, but yeah, and then now, guys, it's time for the main event. Brock versus Cena, and you're talking chin lock, boring. German suplex.
16 German suplexes.
Yeah.
And these two came out to fight, though, at the start. Ho.
They came out to fight, and then Brock said, "No, fuck you," and then just absolutely killed Cena.
Pretty much.
We weren't even watching a squash match tonight. We were watching a live execution.
Pretty much. It was early. They shot back and forth, and then we had the F5s, like, two count. It was like, Brock's toying with you now.
What did you guys think about that one spot where Brock just did the Undertaker setup move?
That was interesting.
Best derp face ever. That look on Brock's face was either the best derp face ever, or he's been watching Cody Rhodes rape face.
Because that was just perfect. He sits up, and then he does the head swivel real fast, and then he just starts laughing.
Oh, yeah.
The wide-eyed with the tongue out.
That was a nice, was a very nice spot.
That was enjoyable. And then, of course, you got a couple of people at the show itself chanting out, boring, boring, boring.
Those people should be executed.
Yes.
Yeah, I think they missed the point of the match.
It was called, let's squash John Cena, let's kill him.
The point of the match was, Brock Cena really is a monster who's going to kill you. Pay attention.
The one moment where he just ragdolled John Cena up off the ground like he's nothing. Whew. Right into the German suplex? Yeah.
Well, we got somebody I know for a fact wants his 995 back because he couldn't believe that after all the punishment that John Cena went through, he was able to slap on the STF.
Well, it's the Superman syndrome.
I mean,
but,
come on.
It's still Brock Lesnar killed him.
Yeah, well, John Cena, when John Cena has to sell, he can sell. The problem is recovering from the sell. I mean, John Cena's like, up and yeah, okay, somebody just give me a shot of adrenaline and I'm ready to go again. No, man, you gotta move slower when you recover.
Yeah, this was Superman versus Doomsday.
Yeah.
All it was to show how powerful the evil one is, and yeah, they got that across.
Oh, well, yeah.
There's a Heyman on that side looking like the fucking Emperor from Star Wars.
Oh, he had some really wicked grins there during that match.
And then after the finish, oh my god, the ham, the glorious, glorious ham.
You know, there's a song I used to listen to that came out in the 90s. It's called Superman is Dead. He should have played that for Brock's victory music.
Well, yeah. Superman tonight was dead. He ate an F5 and was like, oh, he's going to kick out. 1, 2, 3. Oh.
Really?
I think that happened. Wow. Apparently John Cena's weaker than The Undertaker because it took 3 to take out the streak. Only 2 to take out John Cena.
Well, there you go. To tell you the truth, I don't think anybody's upset that John Cena lost, but I'm pretty sure there are a couple of people who are slightly surprised that he didn't win because he's John Cena.
It's John Cena on a pay-per-view at SummerSlam.
Okay, well, now that you point that out, you knew he was going to lose.
Yeah, but at the same time, it's like, you never can count out John Cena. Never.
So...
I think a lot of people pick John Cena just to be wrong.
So there it is. Brock Lesnar is now the new WWE World Heavyweight Champion. Ooh, yeah.
Yes, yes, he is. He is the new WWE World Heavyweight Champion. And as Paul Heyman said as they closed, he just conquered the WWE Universe.
Yeah, pretty much. Now we get to put up with a part-time champion who will only wrestle pay-per-views and have a mouthpiece talking in his stead as a substitution for all the Raws and SmackDowns that any other champion might appear. Holy, let's go back to 1980s.
I'm okay with this.
No?
Because if you think about it, just go with me. The WWE Championship has been vacant a lot more lately than in many years past. Even if when Daniel Bryan was champion, he wasn't around much. So we've already been through that somewhat this year where the champion isn't always around. So it's kind of playing into things.
Well, you know, when you go back to the heydays of Hogan, and this is long before the internet was in existence and house shows were the big ticket, and TV was used to drive the audiences to go to the house shows. Hulk Hogan never, ever wrestled on television. Hogan defended his titles at house shows and on pay-per-views, and that was it. And he wasn't on every week.
He would
on TV,
he would
you know, he'd come out and he would talk when it was time to build up whatever match he was going to fight. That upcoming house show, he'd come out and do a promo speech.
Yeah, he would be on local TV. He was not always on national TV.
Yep. And it was just me being all pissed off because I can't go to a house show because, well, you're holding it in Austin, Texas. How the fuck am I going to get there from Calgary when I'm 19? No.
Stick out your thumb and hitchhike. Get there. Get down there.
Yeah, there you go. Hitchhike in the 80s when abductions were at their all-time highest.
The man's asked, are they going to be a new singles title tomorrow, or are they going to wait till Night Champions? I would assume tomorrow. That's my feeling on that, because they've ordered new belts, so I would assume everything's changed over tomorrow, because that's been the idea.
So we're going to get a brand new one heavyweight title belt.
I would assume, unless Brock wants to carry both belts, but that's up to
him. When you unify the titles, you should immediately have a single one to represent the unification.
Yeah, and I think they'll get to that point. I think they were just waiting to change over the logo.
Probably, possibly, most likely. But hey, there's the pay-per-view. Like I said at the beginning of our little webcast, I found this to be a very entertaining overall pay-per-view. And I wasn't disappointed. I really wasn't. Like you said, there are a couple of weak matches there and a couple that, parts of matches that were a little boring. But overall, very, very solid SummerSlam.
Great SummerSlam. This was worth the money and then some. It was worth the $9.99 and then some.
Oh, hell. Ambrose Rollins, that match alone was worth the $10.
Watching John Cena get destroyed was worth $10.
So, final closing opinions, Mace and Fultz and stuff.
No, like you already said, it's a very highly entertaining pay-per-view, even though, the predictions didn't go in a lot of our favors.
Oh, don't even bring that up. I'm pissed off.
Well, even though it was what it was, it was still a very entertaining show. I don't think there was a match here where I really found myself going, I can go and do something else or, put my attention elsewhere.
Yeah.
The entire pay-per-view, top to bottom, was one of their best cards in a long time. And it all lived up to it, which was even better.
Oh, absolutely, totally, and I agree. And, talking about Pick'em, I don't know. I was just calling this back up here. Macy picks Cesaro, Swagger, Steph, AJ, Ambrose, Miz, Wyatt, Reigns, and Lesnar. Out of all of those, you got Miz, Wyatt, Reigns, and Lesnar. Right. No, I'm sorry, you got Wyatt, Reigns, and Lesnar right.
Yeah, I only got the three.
You didn't pick, yeah, you're wrong with Miz. You only got three.
He got Steph right, too.
Oh, yeah, no, there it is. Yeah, so you got four right. So how did I do? Let's see. I got Steph right. I got the, yeah, I got four right, too.
Tim, you got, yeah, you got four right, yeah.
Yep. And Rock got, no, Steph.
Four.
One. No.
Four.
No, and you got four.
Like, you could just say...
We can't really give you the breakdown, you know, the final results, because we don't have the final results. Because somebody had to work late.
No, today's someone's birthday. That's, he
oh,
works.
That's it. Okay, so he's eating cake.
You would assume. Or he's working. You know.
Well, he's probably eating cake at work.
Yeah, that's exactly what it was.
He works 7 days a week, and that's just stupid. I'd never do that.
Actually, he's probably not. He's probably at home, but his internets are not working so well. So,
there you go.
Yeah. So.
So yeah. I guess we're done.
You want to do the all-time greatest tonight?
What do you think, Mace? Shall we do the all-time greatest? We'll leave that until next week because you know Omega's not here.
That I just really can't be bothered.
Yes, we'll do it next.
I really feel like, you know, it's after Thanksgiving. We've had a really, really good meal. I really just need a good sleep now.
Yeah. You know, that's an interesting analogy because after the pay per view, I did feel a little bit tuckered out. You know.
You're taking on that emotional roller coaster tonight, and it's like.
Yeah.
I'm so satisfied with tonight's show that I'm quite happy to, you know, half-ass WTR tonight and have a nap.
Yeah, well, you know, like the pay-per-view tonight, it was, and here I'm going to catch some flack from people for saying this, but the pay-per-view was good enough that I want to have a cigarette afterwards.
That's not good for you, Tim. You should be giving up the cigarette.
Yeah, blah, blah, blah. But, you know, it's not the fact that I'm talking about having a cigarette. It's the illusion. Spelled A.
I know what you mean.
Yes, I know. That was what I was alluding to. So, yeah. So I told you guys, I warned everybody, this is going to be a really short show tonight. And I think we're pretty much done.
Well, I did have stuff I was going to talk about tonight, but I'm like, fuck it, I can do that next week. Or I could just put it up on YouTube.
What stuff were you talking about?
Well, you know, it's SummerSlam weekend, and what do they always announce at SummerSlam weekend?
I forget.
The roster.
The latest roster for the WWE video games.
Oh, yeah. Well, you want to talk about that next week?
No, I'm going to put it up on YouTube this week.
Fine, put it up on YouTube.
I shall.
Yeah, fair enough. Let's all go, you know, and take the post turkey nap. I think would be a good idea.
But before that,
let's why do now?
It. Time now for some Wrestle Talk Radio quick hits. Wow. That's right. It's that part of the show where our panel has 60 seconds to answer sometimes outrageous and ridiculous questions posed to them. Wow. Step up to the plate and get ready for some Wrestle Talk Radio quick hits.
I'm sorry, Mace. I was trying to, you know, trying to avoid this, but he snuck it in.
Well, you know I was going to.
Well, I tried to work at it, not letting you.
Anyway, Tim, how many German suplexes do you think you could take from Brock Lesnar?
One quarter of one.
That's it?
Well, all you have to do is wrap his arms around me just in preparation and I tap out.
There you go.
I'm not getting thrown on the back of my fucking head.
Mace.
Like Brock.
Mace, same question.
I'd actually take one and go, fuck, that hurts, no more Brock, no more.
I quit, you win.
Tim, what's the worst show on TV?
I don't know, I don't really watch TV, so anything that calls itself a reality show that's, you know, not really a reality show, I'm guessing. Like, I don't know.
I know what you're doing because I was complaining about watching Pawn Stars on Friday.
No, I really wasn't. I just found a question that said, hey, let's...
Well, that was just coincidental as shit, wasn't it?
Yes, it was.
There you go.
Why, you don't like Pawn Stars?
It's a train wreck. Once you start watching, you can't look away. You have to admit, you know, some of the stuff that they bring up, the entire show is a goddamn setup presented as a reality show. But they show you some pretty neat historical items. So, you know, it has, you know, that much of a redeeming quality to it.
There you go. And Maze, what's your favorite cartoon character beginning with the letter G?
Gadget.
I was expecting you, okay.
There's a cartoon character named Gadget?
Yeah.
Go Gadget Gadget.
Exactly.
I thought that was Inspector Gadget.
No, Inspector is a title, it's not his name.
That's right.
His surname is Gadget.
Yep, that's his name, Gadget.
Yeah.
Alright, we'll let you through with
that. I win.
We'll let you through with that loophole.
Okay. I'll even give you a bonus one. How about this? In answer to Tim's question, like the whole what's the worst TV show, anything with the prefix of Real Housewives of.
Oh, okay. There, you win. I didn't know it was competition, but you win.
Yay.
The Real
Housewives. I win. German suplexes. Fuck.
The Real House
16 of them.
The Real Housewives of Calgary coming soon to the Man Kitchen.
I don't think so. Well, you never know. One of them might be married.
At Man Kitchen TV. Anyway,
Jim, I'm kind of hoping that one isn't.
Anyway, wrap it up.
Anyway, yeah. So there it is, everybody. Our abbreviated edition of Rust Talk Radio, right here for the SummerSlam review edition. Don't forget tomorrow night, immediately following Raw, it's right after Raw, or if you really want to get technical, the Raw post show.
Yes, 11:10 p.m. we'll be on the air right as Monday Night Raw ends. We'll talk all about it, let you know what happened, give our thoughts.
I still like the name Right After Raw.
It's a Canadian thing. Anyway, check it out.
Because it spells R-E-W.
I know. Check out me and Lindsay, we'll be on the air talking about Monday Night Raw.
And if you enjoy pizza, well, enjoy The Rack on Thursday nights at new time, 10 p.m. Eastern.
Don't understand pizza, but okay. Check out The Rack.
When you cook a pizza and you take it out of the oven, then you got to let it rest for a minute, so you put it on The Rack.
Check out The Rack this Thursday night, 10 p.m. Whatever.
Yes, I was. Okay, I reached.
You were reaching big time there. At 10 p.m. Eastern, that's Bray Wyatt does the Spider Work. We'll talk all about that. We'll talk about SummerSlam. We'll talk about NXT. We'll talk WWE 2K15. Talk about all the news, impacts, moving to time slot, and so much more. It's The Rack. 10 p.m. Eastern, Thursday night. Follow the show on Twitter at WTR. _Rack at Facebook.com/WTRTheRack. Check Lindsay out on Twitter at Lindsay Ward. And check out her Behance at Behance.net/Lindsay Ward.
I swear to God that you're practicing and you're in training to become the legal voice on all of these commercials that you see.
He hasn't got around to doing side effects could include.
Okay, yeah, well, not yet, but you never know, right? It might happen. And keeping with the food theme, if you like cold-cut sandwiches on French bread, then tune in to CB Radio, Midnight's Eastern on Saturday.
Check out CB Radio, the weird, the wacky, the unusual. The side effects may include vomiting,
Nausea, upset
stomach,
diarrhea,
sometimes of the mouth, and hashtag blame Rob. So check it out, CB Radio, Midnight Ish on the Wild Talk Radio Network. So go back and listen last night's episode. We pay tribute to Robin Williams, the one blame Rob won't take blame for. Follow our show on Twitter at CB Radio WTR and Facebook.com/cigarettebuttsandbandanas.
And you never did anything about the food theme thing I was talking about with the cold cut sandwiches.
Not even going to try it, Tim. Just keep going.
Well, on CB Radio, you have a Subway.
I know, Tim. I was not going there. Just move on.
Yeah.
It's just you didn't even think about it on time. That's why you... Next!
I was more thinking about the side effects rather than the cold cuts.
Side effects include, that's what you're preoccupied with.
Yes.
Yeah, next Sunday night back at a regular time, and another edition of WTR, Sunday Night Rush Talk Radio, and the regular crop returns, kids, so you get to play along with the all-time greatest and all this other stuff.
Yes, you can.
I know. You can follow me on Twitter at TheMaceThing. Head on over to youtube.com/WTRGamesGarage, where later this week I'll be releasing a WWE 2K15 informational video, and hopefully sometime soon, very, very soon, should be a loot crate arriving at my door, complete with links on where you can buy your very own loot crate once a month. Lots of geeky stuff being sent out to people. This month's theme is heroes, following up on last month's theme, which was villains. So who knows what we're going to get this month. I hope it's another pair of socks. If you are in the eastern suburbs of Victoria, head on down to Next Level Games, Ringwood 164, Marinda Highway, Ringwood, particularly on Tuesday night at 7 p.m, where Tuesday night Magic Standard shall be played, and you will probably see me there playing with my Minotaurs of Doom deck that I have. So beware the mighty Angus.
Yeah.
And I suppose, considering he's not here, just go and type into Google TJ Omega, and you will get him.
Yeah, pretty much. He's got like a whole bunch of shit.
Except for Facebook, which is TJ Reviews, because some bastard took it off him.
Yeah, and check out MetroCon Mondays on his YouTube channel.
Yes, Metro Mondays, where he will be putting up random interviews and whatnot from MetroCon 2014. No idea what he's putting up this week, but go and take a look at his current lot with good old Scott McNeil that he gets every year, and that just keeps getting weirder and fucking weirder. Troy Baker and the man who has voiced just about everybody in video games in the last five or so years, Nolan North.
You know, we plug his crap better than he plugs his crap. Just pointing that one out.
Yeah, probably.
You can follow
about plugging crap. You can follow me on Twitter, two different addresses, at GoNHLGo or at the Man Kitchen, or Man Kitchen TV, sorry, at Man Kitchen TV.
You can follow me on Twitter at Wild Talk Radio, Facebook.com/Wild Talk Radio Network. You can follow the show on Twitter at WTR Sunday Night and Facebook.com/Russell Talk Radio. Go to WildTalkRadio.com, read Impact's wins and fails. I'm not sure when it'll come out. Maybe Thursday, maybe Friday, just because they're now on all Wednesdays. Check it out, WildTalkRadio.com.
That being said, let's go get out of here.
Say goodnight,
yes,
then.
Fuck off.
Yeah, goodnight, everybody. Merry Christmas!
Really? You may want to say that again now.
Yeah, they already have like Christmas stuff up on the what you call it on the in the shops already. You know, it's only August.
Yep.
Easter will be up in November.
Bye.
Bye, everybody. Good night.
WildTalkRadio.com.